the summer holidays, we are doing a series. It's called Shaping Up for the Summer. And it's about the body of Christ. Our bodies are important. And in 1 Corinthians, Paul the Apostle says the church is like Jesus' body on earth. And that like our bodies, the church is far from perfect. But actually, this is the only body that Jesus has now. We are it. There is no plan B. So what we want to do is to make sure that the body of Christ is really functioning well. And wherever you come from, we've got lots of visitors here this morning. You're very welcome here this morning. You will find is the church is a huge mixture of people of different ages, sexes, educational backgrounds, races, languages, class, cultures. And if you want a big diverse group of people like this to function well together, what we've discovered is, well, there's only two ways to do it. One is we could make it like an army. We could have lots of discipline, lots of really strict series of rules and leaders to order the people about. That would work. But the reality is, a lot of the time you don't make a lot of progress. Certainly, armies don't grow naturally and organically. And initiative is not highly rated. Basically, you spend all your time trying to keep the rules. The other thing to do is to function as a single entity, as one body. As one body, the body of Christ, which is what Paul says here. Jesus does have a human body, and everyone who is in the body of Christ, who is in the church, has a part to play in this process. We also learned that actually everyone's important. That's not usually the way that the world operates. The way the world usually operates is that it gives all the praise and glamour and prominence to the people up front. And in God's church, though, everyone has a part to play. The Holy Spirit makes sure that everyone has a part to play. Now, that's done by spiritual gifts and spiritual people. Spiritual gifts. We looked at those last week. Word of wisdom, miracles, a gift of tongues, which we've just had. Word of knowledge, interpretation. There are lots of spiritual gifts referred to in the New Testament. We learned last week that spiritual gifts are gifts from the Father. We need not be fearful. We shouldn't be concerned. The Lord wants to give us good gifts. This week, next week, we're going to be looking at spiritual people. Now, what Paul says is that everyone is important. Now, think about this. If everyone has different gifts, what's going on here? There's a difference. There's something going on here where God seems to like difference. What does Paul say? One of the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Now, if the Holy Spirit gives different gifts to different people, and these are gifts, remember, of a loving Father, why does he do different things for different people? It may be that he's exercising favoritism here. He's especially pointing out special people and saying, well, I'm giving you something, I'm not giving to those people over here. Is it favoritism? Is it some people are more important than others? Not true. Not true. There's another explanation. Look at the world that God created. God created a world of difference. Now, I'm feeling slightly jaded this morning because I was one of those people up about 2 o'clock this morning watching Mo Farah. Did anybody else stay up to watch Mo Farah? Well, it was. There, Christine did. Well, it was absolutely amazing. There he was. Fantastic. He's got this wonderful way as he runs across the finish line. He always wins, but he runs across the finishing line as though it's a big surprise. And it was really great. Actually, as Lorna said, he actually fell over. He tripped over. But he got up. And he ran to the front, and he's got this wonderful way. It's him and some other runner, usually an Ethiopian, and they're running down the final straight, and he just kind of cruises past in a brilliant way. And that's what happened. And it's extraordinary. This is the first time any British runner has won 3 gold medals at the Olympics. And he's not quite finished yet. He's up for the 10,000-meter race as well. So this is a 10,000-meter race. He's running the 5,000 meters. And is he running the marathon as well, I think? Something like that. Anyway, amazing. I didn't stay up to watch this man, who of course is Michael Phelps, and he won his 23rd Olympic gold medal in the 4x4 men's medley relay. There he is. 23rd gold medal, 23. And he's that's the last one. He says he's retiring, but we'll see what happens in 2020, shall we? Look, these men did a lot of hard work to get to the point where they could win these medals. But you have to say, they had got God-given talents. They were created by God with the gifts and talents to be able to win like this. So we don't surely need much persuading that God values difference. God values difference. That's the key point I want us to take away from today. And the way that Paul illustrates this is to go something that would be very familiar to the folks in Corinth he was writing to. It's all about body parts. Body parts. Which seems a bit weird, really. Why does he start talking about body parts? But actually, if you lived in Corinth, it would have made perfect sense. Let me explain to you. This is ancient Corinth, which looks a bit past its sell-by date, as you can see. But 2,000 years ago, it was pretty impressive. Very impressive place. And they used to worship a number of different gods, including this chap. Anybody tell me who that chap was? No? Sorry? No? Well, actually, it was Apollos' son, actually, I think. Allegedly, anyway. His name's Asclepius. Asclepius. He was the Greek god of healing. And if you notice, he's got a stick. Can you see that stick he's got there? And that's a stick with a snake wrapped around it. And actually, that's still a sign for the medical profession even today. And if you wanted to be healed, you would go to the temple of Asclepius. That's where it is today. Doesn't look much, does it? But actually, 2,000 years ago, it looked really smart. There we are. There's Asclepius. Don't know if you can just about see him. Sitting up there. There he is. And there's all the people all lying down, waiting to be healed. But can you notice, there's something else quite interesting there. I don't know if you can just about see that. But there's loads of body parts nailed to the wall. You think, and what's all that about? And what that is about is that if you wanted Asclepius to do his business, you know, to heal you, you not only turned up to his temple and lay there and waited to get healed, you went and got a body part in the market in Corinth and get it made out of terracotta, made out of clay, and you presented it, okay? And actually, they found some of these things. There they are. Asclepius body parts, all right? Now, obviously, David, who's a doctor, will tell you that that is not the most direct way that you can possibly get healed in this life, but actually, that's what they used to do. So can you see that when Paul talks about parts of the body, eyes and ears and arms and legs, he's speaking a language these people really understand? Can you see? That would make sense, odd bits of the body. Because they'd see these in the market every day of the week. So I need a few little volunteers here, or even big volunteers, of different sizes of volunteer. Okay, so who shall we have? Who shall we have? Ali, you're really good at this kind of thing. Come on, Ali. Out you come. Think I'm going to make you a hand. All right? Okay, who else should we have? Who should we have? Keith. Would you like to come and be a volunteer? He's not looking excited, but he's going to come and do it for me. Brilliant. Here we go. Come and be a leg. Stand next to Ali. Okay, who else have we got here? Let's have a look. Oh, it'd be nice to have somebody a bit younger. Hey, no? 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 Have we got somebody going to be a volunteer? Would you like to be a volunteer? Okay, come. Can you come to the front? Fantastic. What's your name? Elijah. Okay, Elijah. Fantastic. Would you like to be an eye for me? Just stand next to Keith, all right? Okay, brilliant. Brian. Brian. Brian Smallwood. Come on. Come and be an ear for me, please. Great. Lovely. Hold them up. And who else have we got here? Hey, what's your name? Yes, your name. What's your name? You're not going to do it. What's your dad's name? Okay, come on. Can you come be a volunteer? Fantastic. Yeah. Sorry, what's your name again? David, come and volunteer for me, would you? He'll never come to this church again. You haven't got to do much, honestly. Trust me. There we are. Hold that one up. Lindy, come on, you can be the last one. You can be the foot, all right? You can be the foot. Okay. Now, see, so what Paul says, hold them up. Great, okay? So we've got arms, hands, legs, eyes, ears, hands, feet. Now, what I want you to notice is actually not what they're holding up, but how different all these people are. Hold things down there, put them down. Can you see? They're different heights, different ages, different sexes. They all look a little bit different. Their hair colour's different. Can you see how different they all are? They're all different, aren't they? Okay, I think they need a big round of applause as they go and sit down. Okay, take the video, sorry. Take me. Yeah, bung them there. That's great. Thanks so much. That's great. Fantastic. Can you see? Where's my thing? There it is. Great. Good. Can you see? We're all different shapes and sizes, aren't we? We've all got different things to bring. You see, every single person who knows and loves the Lord Jesus has a place in the body of Christ. And we're called in our different ways to be part of the body. And we're not called in spite of our differences. We're called because of our differences. And the differences that God has put in us demonstrates that God values difference. And there's some really key things that flow from this. The first thing is this. Don't write yourself off because you aren't like somebody else. It's very tempting to play the comparison game. In the world, it happens all the time. I wish I was as rich as that person. I wish I was as glamorous as that person. I wish I had such an influential job. I wish my social status was better. I wish I drove a better car. You know, all that kind of stuff. There are whole magazines dedicated to this, all right? Actually, this celebrity culture does sometimes infect the church. Ministers are particularly like this. Oh, I wish I had a bigger congregation. I wish I had a nicer congregation. I think you're all lovely, by the way. Okay? I wish I had a better building. I wish I had more musicians. I wish we had more money. Okay? I wish I had a better house as a minister. Actually, I've got a lovely house, so I'm not complaining at all. But, you know, Paul says, don't do it. Don't play the comparison game. The body is not one member but many. If the foot says, because I'm not a hand, I'm not a part of the body, it's not for this reason any the less a part of the body. You see, we shouldn't be comparing ourselves to each other. God values difference. Don't write yourself off just because you aren't like somebody else. And the second thing to be aware of is this. Don't write off other people because they're not like you. What does he say? The eye can't say to the hand, I've no need of you. Or again, the head to the feet, I've no need of you. On the contrary, it's much truer, the members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. Look, if God had wanted me to be as good a pianist as David Williams, no doubt he would have given me the gift. But actually, he doesn't need me to do it because David can do it. Okay? He's given me different gifts, all right? You see, we all have different gifts. I, as the minister, do not need to do anything. Thank goodness, because I can't play the piano, so we would never have any hymns here. Okay, unless we just sing with that piano, I guess. The third thing is this. As we live out our God-given differences, we are released to fulfill our calling. I talked last week about our boiler, our wonderful boiler, and Brian, who was, I think, a foot or something just a minute ago. Okay, Brian has nursed our boiler through last winter. Now this week, Tristram, our heating engineer, came and took the old one away, thank goodness, and put a new one in. I don't think Brian was saying, oh my goodness, that was my task. He's took it away from me. You know, I think he's probably rejoicing. We actually have a boiler that actually works properly for the first time in ages and doesn't require any nursing. The point is, Brian can be released into something else that God has for him. Can you see, as we understand who we are and who the differences between us, God releases us to more profitable ministry. So, in operating the body of Christ, in living out our lives, we need to play to our differences, not wish we were all the same. We're all different, but we're all interdependent. And as we're going to hear next week, We're not just a group of individuals, we're part of the whole body of Christ, which is how the Holy Spirit can lead and guide and direct us to get the job done. And the job that we've got to do, if you open up your notices, you can see the inside. Here we are. The All Saints vision, to see the kingdom of God come in power through the transformation of our community. We can't do this on our own. The Holy Spirit has to do it, but the Holy Spirit wants to use us, and he will use us to do that when we're all operating as part of the body of Christ, as a coherent whole. That can't happen unless we own our identity in Christ and celebrate our differences from each other. And one last thing to remember, who does all this? The Holy Spirit does all this. Do we choose how the church is arranged? Is it up to me as the minister to say, well, I want you to do this, and I want you to do this, and I want you to do this? No, I'm not like a general in charge of the army. This is not trooping the colour, folks, you know? This is the body of Christ operating, growing, developing organically. The body of Christ is arranged by whom? By the Holy Spirit. In fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. As it is, there are many parts, but one body. How glorious is that? Let's pray.